This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Evacuations of foreign nationals from China are underway as the official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak stands at 132, with confirmed Chinese cases nearing 6,000. It is a number already higher than the SARS virus in 2002 and 2003, which took some 800 lives. A plane load of Americans has left Wuhan, the center of the epidemic, and they are now on the ground in Anchorage, Alaska. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Officials chartered the plane to fly out diplomats from the U.S. consulate in Wuhan, where the latest coronavirus outbreak started, as well as other American citizens. The U.S. embassy in China says the plane is refueling in Alaska before flying on to Southern California. Media are being held in a concourse between Anchorage Airport's two terminals. About 100 yards from the plane, a white cargo aircraft with red and gold stripes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on virus developments in China from Reuters correspondent Joe Davies.
Checkpoints now surround China's lockdown area, home to nearly 60 million people, and the epicenter of the coronavirus's rising global health concerns. Every driver and passenger that passes in and out of Hubei province here is tested. Anyone found with a high temperature is told to go to a hospital immediately. Three Russian regions have now closed their borders with China, and Hong Kong has suspended its high-speed rail and ferry services to the mainland. Leader Carrie Lam urged all residents of the city currently on the mainland to return as soon as possible and stay home for 2 weeks, telling that everyone at her news conference was wearing a protective mask, including the leader herself. In Japan, the government is sending a chartered flight to Wuhan to evacuate its citizens. France, the US, Germany and Spain are among other countries doing the same.
More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said today his government will evacuate its citizens from Wuhan, China, and take them to remote Christmas Island for quarantine. There are so far five cases of coronavirus in Australia, and the country's chief medical officer says all the patients are in stable condition. Members of the U.S. Senate will spend much of this day posing questions to the two sides in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Democrats want him removed from office on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mr. Trump's lawyers insist he has done nothing wrong. Here is the AP's Sagar Meghani.
Danger, danger, danger.
Jay Sekulow says kicking the president out on these charges would set a horrible precedent, saying Democrats want him gone only because they don't like his policies. He's also swiping at former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose unpublished book is said to contradict a key defense argument. He writes the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
It is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts.
Bolton has offered to testify, but Republicans are resisting calling him or other witnesses. Some senators back issuing a subpoena for the manuscript so they can see it for themselves, but only in a secure room, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls absurd.
It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Later this week will come a crucial Senate decision on whether to allow witnesses to be called, something Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in lockstep with the White House, wants to avoid. But he admits that so far he does not have the votes to block it. As his impeachment lawyers were winding up their opening arguments in the Senate, President Trump was announcing his long-awaited peace plan for the Middle East. The outline has gotten something less than universal praise. Palestinian leaders have condemned it. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides.
President Trump at a White House ceremony surrounded by Israeli and Christian leaders, but no Palestinian officials, unveiled his vision of Israel, annexing its settlements in the occupied territory, keeping most of Jerusalem and allowing a Palestinian capital in the outskirts of East Jerusalem.
A realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security.
While the Israeli prime minister was ecstatic, there were protests in the West Bank, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said 1,000 no's to the proposal, calling it nonsense. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States once again has revised upward the number of U.S. troops injured in this month's Iranian missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases. The number of those with symptoms of traumatic brain injuries now stands at 50. Gene Randall, VOA News.